Hi, welcome to Bookie. Today, we will unlock the book Deep Work, Rules for Focused Success in a Distracted World. If you probe into the experiences of some prominent figures in history, you will find that deep work is pivotal to their success in their respective fields. American author Mark Twain's masterpiece, The Adventures of Tom Sawyer, was mostly done in a shed at the Quarry Farm in New York. His workplace, the shed, was so far from the main house where his family lived that they had to call him to dinner by blowing a horn. The theoretical physicist Peter Higgs worked in a nearly secluded environment and refused to use a computer. When Higgs won the Nobel Prize, journalists couldn't even locate him. The novelist J.K. Rowling would stay away from social media while writing Harry Potter. For the first year and a half after opening her Twitter account, she posted only one tweet: "This is the real me, but you won't be hearing from me often, I'm afraid, as pen and paper is my priority at the moment." Unlike these highly influential figures, more and more knowledge workers are straying away from deep work. Franklin Covey, a company specializing in training to improve organizational and personal effectiveness, has tracked more than 350,000 employees worldwide. According to its findings, these employees have wasted 40% of their work time on things that don't matter. In this speed-first web-centric era, people have embraced the internet and remain instantly connected. Knowledge workers dedicate most of their work time to emails, meetings, and social media, yet their essential tasks have been delayed. In this business environment, how can we yield valuable results and stand out in the workplace? In an age of highly fragmented working time, the approach to deep work proposed in Deep Work makes even more sense. It helps ordinary people become the winners of today's age. In the meantime, we can get gratification from deep work. While arguing for the importance of deep work also provides a systematic way to train our brains to eliminate distractions. Furthermore, the book helps us improve our ability to think deeply and thus create more value. The author, Cal Newport, received his PhD in computer science from MIT and is currently an associate professor of computer science at Georgetown University. He is also a best-selling author. Besides this book, Newport's best-selling works also include How to Win at College, Surprising Secrets for Success from the Country's Top Students, How to Become a Straight-A Student, How to Be a High School Superstar, A Revolutionary Plan to Get into College by Standing Out, and So Good They Can't Ignore You, Why Skills Trump Passion in the Quest for Work You Love. He is also the founder of the popular blog Study Hacks, which is dedicated to decoding success patterns in work and study. In this Bookie session, we will look at how ordinary people can be the winners of our time by looking at the following three parts. Part 1, why do we need deep work? Part 2, what factors prevent us from working deeply? Part 3, how to cultivate the ability for deep work? Chapter 2. Let's look at the first part to understand why we need deep work. Knowledge workers send and receive emails from anywhere, anytime, and attend meetings one after the other. They continually switch their focus from one thing to another when multitasking. They may look swamped, but are not creating much new value. In other words, they are doing shallow work. As opposed to shallow work, the author of this book proposes deep work, which refers to concentrating on a career activity in an undisturbed state. This type of job stretches an individual to the limits of their cognitive abilities and creates new value and hones skills. Deep work is a crucial ability to help ordinary people become winners in the new economy. According to a pair of MIT economists, Eric Brynjolfsson and Andrew McAfee, an increasing number of people will lose in this new economy as their skill becomes automatable or easily outsourced. At the same time, others will not only survive but thrive, becoming more valued and, therefore, more rewarded than before. In order to become more valuable, two core abilities are crucial. First, the ability to quickly master hard things, such as quickly learning computer programming and grasping the cutting edge of medical research. Second, the ability to produce at an elite level in both quality and speed. However, both of these core abilities rely on our competence to work deeply. The first core ability, the ability to quickly master complex tools, needs to be acquired through deliberate practice. In his research, Florida State University Professor K. Anders Ericsson has indicated that the differences between experts and ordinary people are changeable. The differences reflect deliberate practice in a particular area. The intentional practice that helps us become experts requires two things. First, your attention is focused tightly on a specific skill you're trying to improve or an idea you're trying to master. Second, you receive feedback, so you can correct your approach by keeping your attention exactly where it's most productive. The deliberate practice to improve a particular ability is precisely what deep work describes as concentrating on a career activity in an undisturbed state. Simply put, a state of deep work is conducive to deliberate practice that allows us to quickly master complex tools. Therefore, the ability to master sophisticated tools closely relies on the ability to work deeply. The second core ability is to produce quality and speed at an elite level. The author summarizes a compelling formula for productivity: high-quality work produced equals time spent x intensity of focus. The author once conducted a research study that found that the best students in the country's most competitive schools spent less time studying than lower-performing students. This was because the best students could maximize their concentration, thereby reducing the amount of time they had to dedicate. The extreme focus emphasized here is also what deep work requires. It is only through maximizing absorption that we can produce higher quality work in less time. As a result, the rapid production of high quality work also depends on the ability to work deeply. In addition to helping us become winners in our time, deep work can also generate satisfaction. Artisans like to continue cutting and polishing their products with scrupulous attention to detail, that is, performing deep work. In the pursuit of perfection, artisans can obtain gratification. While knowledge workers differ from artisans with respect to job content, deep work can also create satisfaction for knowledge workers. In this regard, the author demonstrates his points from neurological, psychological, and philosophical perspectives. First, let's look at the evidence from neuroscience. Stanford psychologist Laura Carstensen did a neurological study that examined the brain's response when people were confronted with positive and negative imagery. The research findings showed that when faced with positive and negative imagery, the amygdala, the brain's emotional center, became responsive in young people. In contrast, the amygdala of older people only responded to positive imagery. Carstensen explained that perhaps older people had trained their brains to ignore negative information and enjoy the positive information so they could enjoy life more. From this study, we can see that our spiritual world depends on the object of our attention. The author believes that when we are in a state of deep work, we focus on meaningful, positive things. Hence, engaging in long-term deep work will place us in a positive state of mind. Furthermore, when we give our undivided attention to an important thing, we won't have to spend extra energy to focus on trivial and unpleasant things. To put it another way, doing deep work over time can help you forget your worries and stay happy. After discussing the evidence from neuroscience, let's see how psychological evidence can provide support for the satisfaction of deep work. In a series of psychological studies, psychologists Mihai Csikszentmihalyi and Reid Larson made a discovery. The best moments usually occur when a person's body or mind is stretched to its limits in a voluntary effort to accomplish something difficult and worthwhile. Csikszentmihalyi named this mental state flow. He also wrote a book, Flow: The Psychology of Optimal Experience, on this subject. When people concentrate on something and don't want to be disturbed or interrupted, they enter a state of flow. When a musician is composing music and a programmer is programming, they have effortless access to flow. The state of flow is accompanied by a high level of excitement and satisfaction. Deep work is an excellent state of work that creates flow. Likewise, we have also reviewed the book Flow. If you are interested in knowing more about flow, search for it on Bookie and listen to it. And finally, let's see how philosophical evidence provides support for the satisfaction that deep work brings. In All Things Shining, philosophers Hubert Dreyfus and Sean Dorrance Kelly claimed that artisans bring a sense of sacredness to the world, which is necessary to create meaning in life. On this basis, the author points out that the sense of sacredness is not unique to the craft industry. By contrast, any pursuit that requires a high level of skill can generate a sense of sacredness. Regardless of whether we develop craftsmanship or other abilities, we need to be highly focused on deep work, exactly where the sense of sacredness comes from. Embracing deep work in a career can give knowledge workers a sense of sacredness, value, and satisfaction from their everyday tasks. We have now covered part 1, why do we need deep work? First, deep work can help ordinary people become winners in the new economy. Second, the author argues that deep work can bring satisfaction from three aspects: neurology, psychology, and philosophy. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.